listener production.
Good morning, footy fans. I know you're worried about this new rule, whether the player on the mark can move left, right, forward, back. What's it going to do? Never fear. It looks as though last night's trial game between the Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn has shown that the players all over it. And while you won't get your full footy fix until the season proper begins, maybe I can help out by giving you your daily sporting fix with a brand new podcast called The Scorecard with me, Liam Flanagan. It's your fast, fun daily hit of sport available via the Listener app. That's LISTNR. Go grab the app, favourite The Scorecard, and you have your hit of sport every day just in time for the morning commute. Why not try it out? This is The Scorecard for today, Thursday, the 25th of February. To Tassie or not to Tassie? That is the ongoing question in the AFL world ahead of the upcoming season.
This has been going on now for nearly 30 years. In fact, discussions about a Tasmanian team I can recall back in the 90s. Yeah, it's about time that this was brought to a head.
Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwein speaking on SEN's Waitley yesterday as the AFL continues to kick the can down the road on the possibility of granting Tasmania a team of its very own.
What I want the AFL to do is to commit that Tasmania is next in line and that we will get a team at or around that date. I cannot, for the life of me, understand why they can't make that commitment and allow us to work towards it.
But the double-edged sword of this is that the contracts for both Hawthorn and North Melbourne to play games in Tasmania during the season are up at the end of this year. And the Hawks have requested a July deadline on whether or not the Tasmanian government will continue to pay them to play games there.
I've said to the AFL, and I've spoken to Hawthorn and North Melbourne about as well, is that the next deals that we put in place need to be transitional deals. They need to take us further on our journey towards our aspiration of our own team. We can't frame those contracts up moving forward until we have clarity as to what the future looks like. And, you know, for the AFL to push this down the road for another 12 months, I just don't think is reasonable under the circumstances.
Looks like Tassie's playing hardball. Huh, maybe they could have their own team in that.
Hey, ma'am, do we have an EVA for fire? We have a rollover with someone trapped.
Hey, I'm going to need a unit to accompany the ambulance transport to HGH, please.
The traffic collision, which occurred this morning involving Eldrick, Tiger Woods.
The golfing world was sent into shock yesterday after Tiger Woods was involved in a single car accident in which his car rolled multiple times off a Los Angeles highway.
Resources and personnel from the Los Angeles County Fire Department observed a single rollover vehicle incident with one person trapped.
Woods was freed from his car and transported to a nearby hospital where he underwent a, quote, long surgical procedure on his lower right leg and ankle. The injuries required Woods to have a rod inserted into his tibia and a combination of screws and pins inserted to stabilise the bones in his foot and ankle. A statement from Woods' Twitter account confirmed that he is awake, responsive and recovering in his hospital room.
Oh, thank God.
And while the immediate focus is, and rightfully will be, on Woods' recovery, the question the sporting world will be quietly pondering today is, will we ever hear this introduction again?
On the tee from USA, Tiger Woods.
And look, Woods has made numerous triumphant comebacks after back and knee surgeries to sit just three majors shy of the great Jack Nicklaus. But at the age of 45, and with a long road back to simply being able to walk again, the golf career of one of the greatest to ever swing a club may be over.
This is the third straight All-Star selection for Ben Simmons. Former Rookie of the Year is ninth in assists, sixth in steals, and leads the NBA in deflections per game. His Sixers are first in the East. He has three triple-doubles and a career high of 42 against Utah.
Oh yes, Ben Simmons is an All-Star. Simmons was named yesterday as one of the seven Eastern Conference All-Star reserves alongside the likes of former league MVP James Harden and Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum. The game itself will be played on Sunday, March the 7th in Atlanta, but before then, the two All-Star captains, LeBron James and Kevin Durant, will pick their teams schoolyard style on Thursday, March 4th. Now, the last 2 years, Simmons has landed on Team LeBron. In 2020, LeBron picked Simmons early on in the reserves draft.
So I'm going to go with Ben Simmons.
And in 2019, even though he missed him in the draft, LeBron managed to strike a trade with fellow captain Giannis Antetokounmpo to get Simmons.
I'm proposing a Russell Westbrook for Ben Simmons trade.
You know what? I know Ben Simmons is your guy, so I'll do it.
Oh, your first ever All-Star Day trade.
We have an All-Star trade. I approve it.
So it's a fair bet that LeBron James will be taking Ben Simmons in the captain's draft as soon as he can. But until then, Ben, this one's for you. Hey now, you're an All-Star. Get your game on,
go play. The winner is
Brisbane. Brisbane will be the sole bid chosen for exclusive negotiations to host the 2032 Summer Olympic Games. The IOC's future host summer commission has been reviewing bids from cities such as Istanbul, St. Petersburg, Jakarta and New Delhi, but Brisbane's bid has long been viewed as the leading candidate. Queenslander! And if successful, it would be a win for all Queenslanders, with existing infrastructure from the Gold Coast hosting of the Commonwealth Games in 2018, as well as venues on the Sunshine Coast expected to be used. The last time a TV station changed their plans to accommodate a teenager probably involved one of those Kardashian kids.
I just think Kendall's going through that teenager time where she's coming into her own and it's awkward and she doesn't really know what's going on.
But this Saturday, KO has changed its plan so that the rugby league world can watch 17-year-old phenom Joseph Suaalii play a trial for Roosters feeder club the North Sydney Bears. While Roosters coach Trent Robertson may have hoped to shield Suaalii from the media attention by selecting him in the reserves, KO's decision to broadcast the game at 2 p.m. against the Canberra Raider reserves means everyone will finally get to see what the hype is about.
All right, let's see what you can do.
Now, as the rules stand, Suaalii is ineligible to make his first grade debut until his 18th birthday on August 1st, a rule that the governing body may bend in the case of Suaalii. Either way, I'll be watching Saturday. And before I go, don't forget that today is the second T20 match against New Zealand. It kicks off at midday, and after losing game one by 53 runs, the Aussies will be hoping to leave the Kiwis
beached is!
And that is your fast fun hit of sport, courtesy of the Scorecard. If you feel like that's the way you want to start every day, grab the listener app, favourite the Scorecard, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Listener.